help you, sir?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking for a good mystery yarn, something off the beaten track, like the Maltese Falcon.
Well, that was a fascinating story. But here's one that has everything the Falcon had and more. It's Raymond Chandler's latest bestseller, The Big Sleep. What a picture that'll make.
Mind if I look at it? Sometimes I wonder what strange fate brought me out of the storm to that house that stood alone in the shadows. As I probed into its mysteries, every clue told me.
Ah, love that voice. Welcome back. It's an exciting film festival celebrating classic cinema on the big screen. WJCT music director David Luckin is here with a preview. David, the only thing that you love as much as music are these classic films.
Yes, especially Bogart and film noir. But with Citizen Kane...
Wait, what were we listening to there?
That's really interesting, Karen, because they actually filmed a trailer for the movie where Bogey walks into the public library and says, have you got a good book? Like the Maltese. And it's so cool to think that usually you just see a voiceover and they do a B-roll, you know, clips of the movie. They actually shot these, and the same for the Citizen Kane trailer. They shot a whole... you know, full-blown 35-millimeter trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The money
they
spent.
If he walked into the library and opened up the dictionary and started reading, I would
it
listen.
It would be fine, yeah.
Yeah, that would be just fine. So this 3x5 film series, sponsored by the Brumos Companies, this is a great thing that WJCT is planning for the spring.
We are. We're kind of building on our series. We've done about four series, you know, four Wednesdays, four Fridays at the Pontevedra Concert Hall. We thought we would do a little mini festival. I got inspired by going to the Bogart Film Festival in Key Largo last year and thought, let's come back. Let's show films like Citizen Kane, The Wizard of Oz, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, The Big Sleep, and Notorious in a festival setting where you come in and you can't get enough. And by the end of 3 days, you've seen some really great films.
Sounds great. So this is coming up when? In March?
March 28th, 29th, and 30th. Melissa Ross will host it. We've got some special guests to introduce each movie. And it's going to be a lot of fun. 3 days, 3x5, five films in 3 days. If we go well, it could be 4x6 next year. You never know.
So these are all fantastic films. Any of them you would pick out as your favorite in the festival?
Oh, it's so hard because Citizen Kane or Casablanca.
Citizen Kane is just like the ultimate.
And in every poll, it's either Citizen Kane or Casablanca is the best film ever made. So that's brilliant because he used Greg Toland, the photographer, did things that had never been done on film before with deep focus. I love The Big Sleep because the repartee between Bogey and Bacall is just, you laugh a lot in that movie. It's just so much fun. And it's Chandler wrote it. Notorious with Claude Rains and Cary Grant and Ingrid Bergman, directed by Hitchcock, is absolutely brilliant. They're all really good films. We tried to pick the best of the best.
I think all of us right now need to see Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Yes, and Al Letson will introduce that film because that really is a... it's a political movie, but it's so everyman. It's it's really the story of America where anyone can get there. But as Jimmy Stewart shows you, not without a lot of opposition sometimes.
Right, and you can bring the family out to see The Wizard of Oz.
2 o'clock on that Saturday of that weekend, absolutely. Bring everyone, come dressed as Dorothy or the Tin Man, and it's going to be fun. We're going to also have a lot of artwork, putting together a lot of posters, some beautiful original artwork, printing it, but we'll have lots of things. There'll be food there from Lily's Coffee Bar. There'll be a reception on that opening Friday night, the 28th, and then we'll show Citizen Kane. John Thomas will play nice Hollywood jazz music, so it's going to be fun. We also have The Wizard of Oz 75th anniversary DVD to give to some lucky listener right now. If you would just send us an email,
send us an email, and we will draw from all of the people who send us an email at this moment.
Where do they send it?
First Coast Connect. At WJCT.org. First Coast Connect at WJCT.org. And we always get a million emails every time you give away something, David.
Yes, in about 2 minutes, the mailbox will fill up.
Now, a lot of these are on television now, or you can go rent the DVDs. What is different about seeing this on a big screen, seeing it with a room full of people?
Well, the bigger than life. I mean, you're seeing Bogart at, you know, 12 feet tall. Also, a lot of the films we've seen on TV growing up, they do pan and scan. They're not really wide. They've cut off some of the edges. So when you see The Wizard of Oz on the big screen for the first time, you're really quite taken with all the decoration and all the set design on the sides because they just focused in on Judy or the Tin Man. So now you're going to see the full picture the way it was meant to be. And also the way these films were meant to be was to be seen on a bigger-than-life screen, not to see it on a, even though we're up to 60-inch TVs now, that's a lot better than when I grew up when you're looking at a 19-inch TV. So it's just more fun. It's also fun to watch these films with a crowd, and you're all laughing and crying and smiling, and at the same time. You know, that group experience, you really can't replicate sitting there with your TV and your phone's ringing and your kids are texting. And
I've noticed that when I go to see the films in your film series out at the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall, it's a totally different experience.
It is. And it's a group experience, and that's what makes it fun.
So let's give the dates one more time. We're giving you plenty of time here to put this on your calendar, make your plans.
March 28th, 29th, and 30th, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The prices will be $7.50 a film, or if you buy a packet for five films, it's only $5 a film. So
you can't beat that.
And we'll have lots of fun out there, and it's just a way to bring back some great films to a generation who's never seen them and to a generation who hasn't seen them in a long time on the big screen without commercials and interruptions and edits.
Wonderful. And, of course, we want to talk a little bit, too, about what's coming up tonight on Route 66.
Route 66. We will have the final word on the Beatles' 50th. Everyone is either loving it or tired of it. But we're going to play some original mono EPs that came from England, and we're going to mix in the Cirque du Soleil's incredible production of Love, the Beatles show out in Vegas. So that'll be the last word on the Beatles for a while, but it's going to be a fun show. That's at 10 o'clock, of course, on 89.9.